The Key to a Balanced Life, a compilation. If you want to live a truly balanced life, you can only look at one person in all of history as a model, Jesus. If you put him at the center of your life will be more balanced. Think of your life like a wheel. The center of the wheel is a hub. All of the spokes of your life, which represent your relationships, your family, your career, your goals, etc., come from that hub. We all build our lives around some sort of hub. The question is, what will be your hub? Will it be your family? Will it be your career? Will it be money? Or will it be Jesus? How do you know what you're building your life around? Take a look at whatever you think about the most. That's what is driving you. The center of your life is critical to developing a balanced life. A solid center leads to a solid life. A weak, flimsy center leads to a weak life. When I hear people tell me that their lives are coming unglued, it usually means one thing. They have a faulty center. Something other than God has taken priority in their lives. Not only does the hub create stability, but it also controls and influences everything else about your life. Whatever you put at the center of your life will also be your source of power. The power of a wheel always emanates from the center outward, never the other way around. Make Jesus the center of your life, and He'll provide the stability, control, and power you need for your life. The Bible says, "Seek first God's kingdom and what God wants. Then all your other needs will be met as well." Put Jesus in the center of your life. Let Him direct your life, influence it, empower it, and give it stability. Do that, and all the other areas of your life, from your family to your career, to your goals, will find balance in Jesus. Rick Warren. A Christ-centered model for balanced living. Life balance. In today's 24/7 wired world, it can seem elusive. We long for healthy, balanced living, but despite our best efforts, we run from morning to night, day after day, and week after week. We keep telling ourselves it will be better next week or next month, but it never is. Balanced living doesn't just happen. It requires intentional planning and choices. But before we talk about how to achieve it, let's first define what it is. It's so easy to be scattered, distracted, spread too thin, with too many balls in the air, explains Chris McCluskey. A balanced life doesn't look like that. A balanced life allows you to be fully present in whatever you are doing. If you're working, you can totally pour yourself into it, and then when it's done, it's done. You can wipe your hands. Go off and play without being distracted by things at the office. A balanced life allows us to be where we are when we're there. Balanced living is healthy living. It is Christ-centered and encompasses the whole of who we are, spirit, soul, and body. A balanced life enables us to fully enter into God's plan and purpose for us in each season of life, stretching, yet honoring our physical, mental, and emotional capabilities and limits. It's not about keeping all the balls in the air as much as it is about learning to drop some of the balls we are juggling to align ourselves with God's purposes in each season of life. As Christians, who we are and all we do must flow from the core of our being, relationship with Jesus Christ. Therefore, by definition, balanced living for Christians must start with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It then unfolds in daily conversation with God. Once the core piece is in place, a personal, intimate relationship with God, we can then work to define and create life balance. McCluskey suggests building on these three pillars. 1. Purpose. Life balance is about making intentional choices that align with God's plan and purpose for our lives, which each of us must discover on life's journey. 2. People. Because God calls us to love others as we love ourselves, life balance is lived in light of relationships, loving our spouses, children, and those God places in our path. 3. Play. True play restores health to the soul. Although play looks different for everyone, it can involve such activities as reading a book, playing sports, canoeing, hiking, horseback riding, and more. Life balance doesn't happen overnight. It requires planning and intentionality, and it changes and evolves as seasons and circumstances evolve. Yet it's a worthy pursuit, one that yields tremendous peace once achieved. Mary Yerkes. The Guiding Light of Faith. Faith is a fundamental principle in a God-centered life. It's a beautiful quality that declares your trust in my power and ability to care for you. Having faith in me is part of your witness. It's a declaration to others that regardless of your circumstances, you remain certain that I am looking out for you. As you face the future and the options before you, don't lose that personal assurance of faith in me and my promises to care for my own. Faith must remain a resolute feature in your Christian life and walk with me wherever you go. Your faith is what will give you the confidence to walk upon the new pathways that I've highlighted for you. It will enable you to explore the different things that you can do and opportunities that arise, while ultimately relying on me to guide you each step of the way. No matter what your specific circumstances, the fruitfulness of your future is about the combination of your faith in me and your practical effort, both working together to bring about the results I'm after. Both are needed. And together, they will culminate in success. Jesus. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.